Hey there, Faith family. It's your girl, Brandy Nicole, and you're tuned in to Faith Filter, your daily dose of scripture that cuts through the noise. Are you guys ready to filter out the noise and find faith together today? Today, we're going to be talking about the parable of the sower. Matthew 13, chapter 13, verse 1 through 23. So everybody get your Bibles ready, and we're going to go over this together. The parable of the sower, Matthew 13, 1 through 23. Everybody get your Bibles ready. I'll be reading from the NIV version. That's my favorite version. If you haven't heard me talk on it before, it's my favorite version. And I'm blind, pretty much, so I need some bifocals in my glasses. But I'll tell you what, I am just not ready for the bifocals. I don't care if they have no lines in them at all. I'm just not ready for the bifocals. But this next time I go to the doctor, I think I'm going to have to, because I'm nearsighted. So what I'm doing is I'm lifting up my glasses to read, okay? And then I'm back and forth. But I've got the giant print, and Jesus' words are in red, which I love that. But I love talking about the parables. That's just, Jesus gave us a secret encoded message when he wrote, talked about the parables. So when in the gospel, when it's written about Jesus speaking in parables, it's a secret message just for us Christians that are ready to dig deeper and delve into the meaning of these parables. Not everybody does that. You have to be ready to mature spiritually and understand what it's saying. But the Bible, it tells you exactly, if you delve deeper into it, exactly what these parables mean. So this first one, this is going to be a series of parables. But the first one, again, is the parable of the sower, Matthew 13. So I'm just going to read it, and then we're going to evaluate it, and we're going to discuss it and dig deeper on it. Okay, we're going to do the faith filter on it. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it. While all the people stood on the shore, then he told them many things in parables, saying, and he talked about many parables that day, but this is the one we're going over today. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, but the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still, other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. Now, all these were Jesus' words. Then the Bible picks up at verse 10. The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" And this was Jesus' reply. He replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them..." Okay, well, let's stop there, actually. So, why would Jesus speak in parables? I mean, why would he not give everybody the full picture? Why would he make it so hard? I mean, because I know when I was, growing up in scripture. I knew the parables, but I didn't know what they mean. I'll be honest with you. I didn't know what they meant until I watched around Easter. I watched the story of Jesus. And I heard him explain deeper. But I had never delved that deep in scripture myself to understand. And but now I understand why he wanted to talk in parables. He wanted those of us who believed in him to dig deeper in the scripture, not just to take everything at face value, but to find out what it means. So we don't just need to know the parable of the sower. We need to know what the parable of the sower means, right? So most of us do know what the parables are, but do we know what they mean? So let's go to verse 14. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. So we're going back to the Old Testament. You know, we're in the New Testament now, Jesus' time, he's talking to Matthew. Now, this is referring us to the Old Testament, Isaiah. And everybody knows, if you don't know, Isaiah was a great prophet. One of the great prophets that talks about the end times. But in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Okay, so I'm almost done. Let me get to the last section, and then we'll just unpack this. Verse 18 now. Again, this is Jesus speaking. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Okay, so now let's unpack this. This is the end of the parable of the sower. So back he talks, Jesus talks to his disciples in parables again. Let's see. So a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. And the birds came and ate it up. So now let's go back. So the birds came and ate it up. The farmer sowed a seed. He threw out a seed. He was scattering the seed. And some fell along the path. But it couldn't take root. It couldn't take root. It was along the path. It was a dirt path. But the birds came and ate it up before it could take root. So this means when anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. So first, Jesus is teaching us what? He's teaching us that if we hear the message, which we've just heard in the parable of the sower, at the beginning, but we don't understand it. Okay, we need to figure out how to understand it, right? Praise God there. Praise God. We need to figure out how to understand it. We need to do whatever research we need to do. If we pray before our Bible study and ask God to give us the wisdom, let us see, let us understand what the Bible is trying to teach us. I like to pray to God and say, look, pretend I'm a five-year-old. Pretend I'm a little kid and I know nothing, and teach me. And sometimes I may have a block up and I just don't get it. Well, if you don't get it, you got to dig deeper. Friends, you got to dig deeper. We got to be researching what the theologians say. We've got to be looking what the Bible scholars say. We got to be Googling it. I mean, that's one good thing about technology today. We can Google Bible verses. We can Google what does this mean. We can Google articles and summaries and Bible commentaries about it. But here, this explains it, I think, enough, because it comes back and answers the parable. But you have to be willing to read far enough into the Bible to understand more than just what you've learned, you know, in a church sermon about the parable of the sower. You got to dig deeper. So the next one, let's see. So the next one, some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Okay, so that means this. This is a seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. Like when I first heard the parable of the sower, I was like, I've got that memorized. I love these parables. I've got this memorized. But I didn't know what it meant. I received it with joy. But since they have no root, which I had no root, I didn't go deeper into the soil and find the roots to understand the scripture. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. So yeah, I'm excited. I know the parable. I just love it. I love Jesus. He's awesome. But guess what? I just lost my job. I just lost my job. And I don't know how I'm going to make, I don't know how I'm going to pay rent. I got a daughter to feed. I don't know what I'm going to do. What am I going to do? Well, I guess God's not there for me after all. I mean, I thought he was great and everything, and, you know, he just let me lose my job. I mean, what am I going to do now? So the worries of the world and trouble of the world took the root away. It was a short root and it's gone. It was pulled up. So the next one, I'm trying to make sure I've got the right spot here. Okay, the next one. Sorry, you might hear my dog snoring. Her name's Gracie. She's a Chihuahua, and she loves to snore. She loves to snuggle with me when I do my Bible study. Okay, so other seeds fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still, other seed fell on good soil. Let's get back. Okay, other seed fell among the thorns. So it grew up, but guess what? The thorns choked it out. So that means this. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. So what that means is they're getting so worldly, so secular, that they're caring about money, they're caring about greed, which, you know, I'm caring about losing my job. Well, that's not the worst thing that can happen, is it? So they're starting to worry about Well, basically, they let the deceitfulness of the world take them over. And it chokes the word, making it unfruitful. But still, we've got another seed. This last seed is where we want to be, all right? We don't want to be scattered along for the birds to get us, do we? No, we don't want that. And we don't want to be sprung up quickly and have a shallow root. Nope, because when the sun comes out, we're going to wither. Or when trouble comes out, we're going to wither. And we don't want to be the seed that fell among the thorns, do we? No, we don't want to be that, because then we're going to be going good. Everything's going good. I love Jesus. I'm a Jesus girl. But guess what? Lost my job. I'm mad at Jesus now. I'm done. I'm done with this Bible stuff. No, we want to be the last seed. We want to be like this seed. Still, other seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. So, this means that we want to be the seed falling on good soil. It refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Because they go out, what do? First of all, they water the crop. It grows. They water it. They nurture it. They feed it. They learn it, right? They learn the word. They meditate on it. They research on it. They understand the word. And every part of each section, they're diving in deep with scripture. So that they can then go out and plant seeds of their own. Seeds that will grow deep into the soil and blossom. And produce a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Praise God. Let's aim to be one of those seeds. Let's be one of those Christians that dive deep into the word. Let's faith filter it out so we understand everything we're trying to study one passage at a time, which is what we all get to do together. That's why I love when we get together every night to go over God's word. So we're going to stop there. Tomorrow we'll pick up with the parable of the weeds. But tonight, let's all say a prayer. I'm going to lead us in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing us all together tonight to listen to your word. I know that many of you have been busy and many of you hardly find the time to do Bible study, but I'm so glad that you spend these few minutes with me every day, and I know Jesus is glad. God is glad, and you get the Holy Spirit on you when you go over and meditate and study God's word. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you for bringing us all here together, no matter what circumstances we had to overcome to get here. Thank you for bringing us here to hear this message. We know that if we're listening, you sent this message out directly to reach us, Lord, so that we can dig a deeper root, build a deeper root, nourish, and then bring other Christians to fruition with what we know. Lord, we pray that you will continue to feed us with spiritual milk to make us mature as Christians, to give us your daily bread, your daily word, Lord. We pray that the devil cannot take hold, that we put our foot down on top of that devil and say, not today, devil. Today, devil, I don't care what you're throwing my way to block me from getting in the word. I'm spending my time in the word today and every day. Lord, please Help us to be able to do this and to look forward to it every day so it becomes a habit and a habit that we enjoy doing. In Jesus' name, amen. See you guys next time.